previously on The Beautiful Train Wreck.
But that's the beauty of having close friends. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
You know,
right.
To have a close group of people is amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing.
So the annual crew was obviously Sarah and myself. We have Nate, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. Staines McRae.
Staines McRae.
We have Norms.
Yeah.
And we have Lynn.
The part that it does kind of make me sad, but, you know, also makes the memories a little bit more sacred, half the stuff we can't even talk about. Beautiful Train Wreck, the show where keeping it real gets mildly offensive and awkwardly amusing. I'm Sarah.
I'm Julian. God damn.
Yeah. So, guys, before we get too balls deep into the shits, whew, we've got three very special guests in the house. Before we introduce them, because once we do, we will most certainly derail, we're just going to kick this off. This is episode number 58.
Yep. Is there any athletes that wore number 58?
I'm sure there are, man, but I don't have the capacity to think about that shit right now. Look, they're already out here fucking having fun without us.
I'm having too much fun without us.
I feel fucking FOMO. Yeah. So, real quick, you can listen to us on so many different platforms now, guys. It's fucking insane. You can listen to us on Spotify, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and Anchor.
Oh, my goodness.
Six fucking places.
Hey.
Six.
That's good maths.
I carried the one, y'all.
Hey.
All right, so real quick, tell them where you can listen to us.
You can.
I mean, nope, just kidding. Social media, do that.
Social media. Guys, you need to hit us up. Right meow. Like, stop what you're doing right now. If you're listening to us in the car, I need you to pull over right now.
Not pull
access
out.
never pull out. Access your social media accounts. If you're on Instagram, you can hit us on at the BTW podcast. If you're on Twitter, you can hit us at the underscore BTW podcast. If you guys should see what's going on, it's like muffled laughter right here. I can't wait.
We should have just like done this shit live. Okay.
All right.
Twitter.
The BTW the underscore BTW podcast.
Yeah. Facebook.
www. I can't even say it right. Facebook.com. Never ever. The Beautiful Train Wreck. Only one word. Remember Facebook. And
no. The Staines McRae.
And guys, email us. Please email us. We've gotten some emails. We want to address those. Probably won't be in this episode, but at some point it will be. But hit us up on Gmail. It's thebtwpodcast@gmail.com.
All right. I can't wait anymore.
All right one more game.
I done. So, guys, we have probably the three most prestigious guests we ever done did have.
Yep, the band is back together.
The band is fucking back together.
Mm.
Back together.
Yes, we can, Chris.
This is not to the to
did
unvalue.
You say D?
Unvalue any of the humans we've had on before. Mm-hmm. But y'all, we are full out Elmo crew up in this bitch. No, you know what? Get up in the mic. Get up in all the motherfucking mics. All right. And yes. So you've heard us talk about them so many times before. So many of our trips have been associated with said crew. So many fucking memories, so many laughs. So I'm just warning y'all right now, there is absolutely zero format to today.
Or fucks to give.
We are out. We have not a one to give. So not even that much. So to my immediate left, we've got our girl Lynn.
Hello.
So pleasant on the mic. What happens?
Right? Hey. That's how she likes to treat that mic, though, son.
I still think I'm dicking this.
Yo, it's a complete wrap already. Hold on. Nate is like Kaepernicking right now. We haven't even introduced him yet.
No. Yeah. Right. No. And then we have the ever so sweet, all the way from I won't disclose her location, the queen herself.
Down south.
Hello.
And the man, the myth, the legend, Nate Stain.
The Stain.
McRae.
Hello.
All right, you know what?
What?
This is long overdue, and I can't. I'm excited really that we're all here together right now. And we were talking a little bit before, and this is, I feel like this is just a complete formality. I mean, you know, you guys always seem to have a way of keeping a conversation going, and that's what I love about you guys. So, in the interest of the time of, I'm going to just be polite and ask you real quick. Maybe I give a fuck, maybe I don't, but how was your Thanksgiving celebration?
Lynn's drinking right quick. She's opening up that throat.
She's like, that was my Thanksgiving dinner.
I just want to say it's a pleasure to be on this podcast.
I just want to thank Christ.
First time listener, long time caller. And it's just a privilege to be here.
I tell you.
Wait, what color is the privilege?
It's a white privilege based on...
White mom club.
Based on society, but Thanksgiving was great, and you know, you can...
You crying?
Go to www.com to find out more about the DPW podcast.
Okay, well, you know what? Really? That's fucked up. It's fucked up, Nate. That's fucked up. That's how you feel, bro. Well, okay.
But Thanksgiving was good. Sorry to talk over everybody, but...
Hey, the louder you are, the more right you are.
When you have divorced parents, and I love them both.
Yeah.
But you get two Thanksgiving, so.
Oh, you throw the black miss.
I just got done with my second Thanksgiving. It was lovely. Lovely.
Well, and that's the thing too, man. Like, on the real, like, I don't have more than one Thanksgiving to go to, but like trying to celebrate more than one Thanksgiving, that shit ain't shit. It sucks. It's like a struggle. I do remember when I was in a relationship many years ago. It's like, all right.
We got you tonight, though.
Whose house do we go to first? You know? That shit's real. Because I was like, look, I'm a big girl. Yeah. We thick up in that dirt.
You talking about dick size?
Divorce life?
That's you.
Y'all, it's
Nate's like, me too.
Me too movement, everybody.
Hey, look, paper cuts hurt too.
Yo, it's already the best ever. All right.
But for a minute, it's my fluffy season, so a girl's just out here trying to eat and shit, you know, stay warm in my single-ass bed.
Right.
You know, the fluffies, yeah.
Did anyone go home to their childhood home this weekend?
Childhood? I mean, yeah. I lived there.
Good
question, Nate. Good question.
Mine burned down in the riots. So. That's
so there's that. No. Yeah. So. But yeah, Lynn, Norma, your Thanksgivings. Tell us all the things.
Mine was fine.
It happened.
Real hoot to be around everybody.
Right, you say real hoot.
No, it was fine. I mean, I flew down here from my.
From my home.
Norma's a fake name, everybody. It's not
it is. That's her alias.
Yeah. That's what we just call her, the Queen Norma.
So I'm here only for a couple days, very short. So my parents decided to keep this very small.
Yes, small.
You hung out with the dogs, though.
I did. Dogs. My fur bros.
Yeah, my fur bros. I love that. Yes.
Go ahead.
Wow.
No,
wow.
Yo,
this is why I don't come to this podcast.
She said, come. C-U-M.
Look, this is no longer my problem. That's not my problem. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. So wait, what were you going
to
say?
I had to ask a question real quick. If the word is ask, because if my mom ever hears this, you're going to hit me in my face. Are you able to disclose your dog's names?
Yes.
Can you do so?
Sure.
Okay. Do your dogs have middle names?
Do they have middle names?
Middle names.
No.
They don't?
No.
Oh, well.
You don't ever like get mad at them? Ever?
And call them by their middle name?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I guess you just don't get mad at them.
They don't. They're perfect.
Yeah. Oh,
they're little angels.
Perfection doesn't exist.
Oh, wow. We're going to do this right now?
We can discuss that later.
Okay.
We can discuss that later. Lynn.
Yo.
Yo. What up?
In the dick.
Lynn, talking to dick. Bro. Talking to dick,
talking
Lynn.
Talking to the dick.
Yeah. It's our favorite joke, though.
Lynn is taking all the liberties. How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was good.
Okay.
I was blessed to get sick
So I have SARS right now. So welcome.
What I'm hearing you say is that we all have SARS now.
Yes, right. Because we're in the canteen.
Tis the season.
Hey, can I share that drink that you have over there?
Yo, but I mean, you were traveling all over the fucking place, though.
Yeah. So we had a family wedding in Texas.
Texas.
I will have to say what they say. What did they say? Like, everything's big in Texas, or
everything's bigger.
Yeah, that's everything's fucking bigger.
And Texas is weird. No, Austin. Austin's weird, right? Keep Austin weird. Isn't that the thing? Where in Texas were you, if you are able to disclose?
Oh, yeah. So I was in, it's funny, I was in Arlington.
Not to be confused with A-Town, the douchiest place on the face of the planet. Right.
I was in Arlington, Texas.
In the D.C. VA area.
Right. Maryland. I was in Arlington, Texas. I would say that my view was Six Flags. And if you look 45 degrees to the right, I saw Dallas Stadium. So I was at Jerry AT&T Stadium.
Jury. I love how you said jury.
Jerry Jones. And I paid the $30 per person.
Did you really?
And I went.
You gave money.
I gave money to that bastard.
Wow.
I feel like because it's a, I wouldn't say a national treasure, but every, even if you're
not.
I mean,
it's low-key bucket list. Like,
it's
like
the biggest stadium in the league,
In the world.
Oh, yeah.
In the world?
In the world.
Yeah.
Really?
And it has the biggest retracting roof in the world, right?
So bigger than the Soccerplex in Gaithersburg?
Marginally. Yeah, that's marginally. Marginally.
Okay. Marginally. Cool. So I did take the tour. My mom is a low-key, like, it's so random. Ooh. She's like a football fan, and she cheers for the winning team, which is okay because, you know, she's a mom. And she does that.
Yeah,
you know, she,
yeah.
2015, we went to Seattle. I was telling Norma that my mom was a Seattle fan because they won the Super Bowl. You know, there's no, like, you know.
Okay, see, let me tell you this, though. If Doris tried that shit, I'd be like, all right, Ma, I got to educate you right quick.
Yeah.
I can't have you being out here in these streets doing that.
Oh, so reckless.
Doris and I would have a conversation. It would not be a condescending conversation, let's be very clear, because Doris would backhand the fuck out of me real quick in a hurry, despite me being a 34-year-old grown-ass woman. She'd still let a bitch know, even though she's the kindest person on the planet. All right. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, well, so how was the experience at the stadium?
Well, you know, to answer Sarah's question before I move on to Nate.
Yes, that's fair.
I'll give it to my mom. She is actually, like, a very genuine football fan. Like, I remember one time she asked me when Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl and he was retired. She was like, oh my God, what is Peyton Manning going to do? I was like, Mom, it's 7 a.m. I'm trying to go to work. I'm not worried about Peyton Manning. I'm going to a 9-to-5 Monday
job.
To Friday
I'm out
job.
Here trying to make fucking money, Ma.
Like,
get
I'm not
here.
Worried about what Peyton Manning's doing. But she knows everything. She knows the schedule. You know,
she'd
be acting. She'd be like, Lynn, what time do the Redskins play? I'm like, Mom, I know you know. Just fucking tell me.
Yeah.
I don't say fucking.
Ma, you got two choices. Right. It's 1 or 4:30.
Right.
And she's one of them.
Or 8:30, randomly.
Like, they ain't in the prime
time
shit no more.
You know, I don't have time. No, damn well, girl, I know you know the schedule.
Bitch, you got all the time.
All the time in the
world. All the time in the
world. But,
it's just, I don't say bitch either.
Right. Yeah, because you know me. Like, our parents will beat the shit out of us.
Here's the thing that I always love about, like, White Mom Club. Yeah, high five, Nate.
Woo!
You're like, oh, white parents don't do this. Let me tell you this. Doris will smack a bitch up real fucking quick.
That's
like,
the first time that sentence has ever been uttered in the history
of... No.
Doris?
Doris? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Doris. Ma's name is Doris. Cool. She will smack a bitch up real quick in a hurry. She's actually done so in front of my friends before. Like, when I was, like, in middle school, she backhanded the fuck out of me.
If you go back to the archive, episode, like, 4, but since since we have people here who don't listen to the show.
Just fucking listen to our shits. Okay. But anyway, yes. Okay, so Texas, all that good shit.
Yeah, so I would say the stadium was, I mean, it was nice. Like,
it was epic.
Yeah, epic. Yeah. It's fucking huge as shit. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, wait, are we still talking about the stadium?
Yeah, okay.
We're not sure as fuck ain't talking about you, bitch.
Right.
Oh!
No, listen,
cuts hurt too. Paper cuts hurt too.
I'm out.
Give that shit. I'm gonna use that line. Paper cuts hurt too.
Julian's like, ouch.
Paper cuts.
Paper cuts.
Right.
That's cool. I'm gonna just sit here.
But
get paper cut.
Okay, yeah.
I would say if for anyone who's in Texas, in the area of Arlington, of the stadium, of AT&T Stadium, the area.
Yeah.
I suggest just pay the $30 and just go. I mean, I spent 2 hours in the stadium The tour guide was awesome. You know, just some old guy who loved Dallas. Which sucked, you know, because they were making Redskins jokes. He was making Eagles jokes. I mean, I'm like,
man,
you're
going
to lose on Thursday.
Did you
okay.
at least stroll up in there with, like, any type of representation?
Yeah, I didn't post it because, as you guys know, I'm very terrible on my social media.
She really is.
I'm so terrible. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to post this. And I'm just like, fuck it. But we had access on the field. And I took a picture, and I had all my Nationals, Washington Nationals,
okay.
2019 World Series Champions.
Goddamn right.
Shirt. And
respect.
So,
goddamn right.
Yeah, I took a picture on the star, put a fucking two thumbs down.
Did you respect. Kaepernick on the star? Because that would have been.
Ooh.
I couldn't right. because the lady.
Because the way my job is set up.
Right, we have a no-knee policy on the star.
Yeah. And the way how the tour went, there was a lot of white people. So,
yeah.
You know, I didn't want to, you know.
Just to be clear, you're not white, are you?
I'm not.
Okay. What are you?
I am Vietnamese, American.
American, yeah. Yo, yeah. I would have fucking knelt on that star and like sent it to my dad and then instantly been adopted yet again.
Adopted at 34.
Well, I just want to thank Ellie Goulding because her crew was on the fucking star.
Shout out to Ellie Goulding.
In the middle of the 50-yard line.
Oh, shit, that's right, because they did the halftime show.
Yes, me. And that bitch didn't let me on the motherfucking star. Mm. And Ellie Goulding, thank you very fucking much. I saw your halftime show.
Since I know you listen to this shit, Ellie Goulding.
Yeah.
Yeah, long-time listener.
Yeah, long-time listener.
Since day one.
With that fucking hat on her head yesterday.
With the things over
yeah,
her
like,
eyes.
Yeah, like, I don't know what the fuck she's trying
Sia
to be.
Or
Sia?
Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Hater. Yeah. You should have never cheated on Ed Sheeran, you asshole.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
How do you really feel?
You got some hot goss?
I couldn't get the goddamn star.
Look, let a bitch kneel. That's all right. I'm saying.
Hashtag let a bitch kneel.
I'm with Cap.
But I would say, I mean, the stadium, I think that the owners definitely put their every detail into that. Like, the tiles, like, were from Italy. Shit, like, it was crazy. Like, the wife, even though you don't hear or see her as much like Jerry Jones,
yeah.
I mean, she had a lot of input into how the stadium was looking. Like, they even have an art gallery, so there's a lot of artists from local and from around the world.
That's what's up.
See, and that's like, the thing that's like, of course, makes me conflicted is because, first of all, first and foremost, despite how much I hate the Redskins organization, because let's be real, they ain't shit.
True.
Fuck Dallas.
Wait, the
also
city?
True.
The organization.
Okay.
But
because Luka Doncic is kind of killing it right now.
I mean, like, JFK would probably still be alive.
If Dallas didn't exist, JFK's skull would be intact right now.
He said, would kind of still be alive. Oh, but like on the real though, like, you know, yes, as much as I hate the Redskins, I will always hate Dallas that much more.
Of course.
But like you hear shit like that, you're like, oh man, why can't that be in Green Bay?
Yo,
you know, like,
I mean, I only went just to say, like, I went, you know, and also to throw it into the fucking Dallas fans here in Maryland that I'm probably a better Dallas fan than
fuck
they
are. Fuck yeah, you are, of course.
I went to the fucking stadium, so kiss my ass, motherfuckers.
True. The whole thing is just like a little bit of it.
No, the whole fucking thing.
The whole thing, actually.
The
that's
whole
the
thing.
Whole point.
Yeah.
But I wanted to take my mom. She's never been to an NFL stadium. You know what I mean? Like, it was more for my mother.
Yeah.
You know, just to like, hey, like, we're not going to sit in a hotel all day. I'm going to take you out. Like, I mean, $30, like, even though we pay $5 for the Seattle Stadium, I was like, the fuck? You taking $30 from my ass? But I would say it was
like,
worth the
directly $30. From your ass?
Like,
they, like,
from my ass. I shit that John out. Like, yeah. I mean, paper cuts hurt too.
But hold on, you went to the Seattle Stadium?
Mm-hmm.
That shit, because like, they're infamous for being the 12th man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
You went for an actual game there?
No, we just went for the tour.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful stadium, too.
I know you could do a tour. I know FedEx Field.
Right?
You can't do tours of FedEx Field.
What is there to see?
No one wants to do a tour of FedEx Stadium.
No. I mean, every stadium has tours that you can do. But, I mean, for us, like, we're like, why the fuck do I want to tour fucking FedEx?
Yeah. The worst stadium to get in and out of in the NFL.
Yeah.
The whole history of the Earth.
Yeah.
Earth.
But anyways, Texas, yeah.
Texas, yeah. Hook 'em horns.
But I mean, I think I hit like 4 cities in my 5 days.
You did, because like that's the big reason why you couldn't come with us to Brooklyn.
No.
Cuz
I just didn't want to.
he's like
correct.
She's
both
like,
Norma and I were
going to
make that
same. Let's be clear. I didn't want to come with you guys to Brooklyn.
No, that was true. I didn't go to Brooklyn because I already had this trip.
You were traveling all over the fucking place.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Texas, I mean, like we went to Houston for the day. That was a 3-hour drive from Arlington, back and forth in one day.
Damn.
Went to Dallas, went to Fort Worth. Went to saw in Fort Worth, there's like a place called Stockyards that's like legit, like real fucking cowboys. I saw a bull. I mean, there was like the rodeo shit.
Did you feel in danger?
I mean, being the only person of color, I mean, why not?
She's yellow, you guys.
Right, and I'm yellow.
It's the most racist thing we've ever said on the show.
Lies, bitch. You said we were talking about how I was a cleaning lady last week, so get the fuck out my entire mother.
Correct.
Face.
all is well.
Yeah. So it's definitely not the most racist, but very racist. Yes.
Close to it,
yes, for sure.
Yeah. Well, no, that's awesome. You traveled.
Yeah.
I want to travel. What?
What's the best city in Texas then? Since you went to all those places.
Oh. So she's been to all them.
Not really, but.
All the major ones.
I mean, if you're looking for a family fun.
No.
I would say I have to do Texas with you guys, with the Elmo crew, because I mean, I'm with my mom, you know what
I
mean?
Can we? I would Elmo crew that shit up.
I mean, yeah. I would say if the Elmo crew ever wanted to go to Texas, I think Houston would be the place to go.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That.
Like Houston, where the golf course, like the golf course.
Yeah.
Golf course.
Yeah. Coast,
whatever.
Coast.
Let me tell you this, San Antonio is a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
I hear Austin's good for bachelor parties.
You know what's better? New Orleans.
Oh. Okay. So here's
Wanted to be bachelor/et party for him.
Oh, look, that's here is the major talking point of this here episode.
Okay,
shut the fuck up.
No, I have something really important.
Okay.
Did you have mac and cheese?
I did have mac and cheese.
Okay, cool.
The mac and cheese too.
Good.
I just want to let you guys know. None of you guys had mac and cheese at your Thanksgiving. It wasn't a Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay. All right.
I had egg rolls.
Did you have dumplings though?
No, we had soup. We had
crab soup.
Did you
drop the dumplings on the fucking floor?
A, B,
C, E. Fuck you guys. Shut up.
Because Sarah misses out on everything that starts with D. So. Anyway, please finish your thought.
Y'all
really
motherfuckers ain't shit.
Yeah, correct.
Let's be very clear about
this.
That
is why you all lose your french fries.
Because Sarah threw away our fucking french fries for no reason.
It's pure payback. Yo, Lynn, also fuck your grits, Lynn. How about that?
Okay.
I prepped the motherfucking grits, okay?
You did.
So anybody who's listening to us.
Mother Nature just rained all over that shit.
Before Sarah continues her thought. THOT.
Yeah.
I just want to say, so first of all, so what you're hearing is definitely a result of a long history of a friendship.
Hold up. The crazy part is that it's been less than 5 years.
Right.
Because I remember the first time that we really bonded was when we went to the O's Nats game. Like,
that's accurate.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years ago. Yes. Not even.
And
then me and Lynn have like 1,000,001 friends in common.
Yeah, it's so odd. It's
great. Yeah, and every single once we started hanging out from there, like, we're like, wait, how do you know this person? How do you know this person? And like, turned out like that person, said person, was like super close to like each one of us.
Yeah.
But Staines and I go back to the
oh my god,
USA versus Costa Rica.
What the fuck is a Costa RFK. Rica? Yeah.
There's a picture. We gotta have to post that because it's a picture of you, me, and Nate.
And like Nate's
or
in
you,
the background,
Nate, and
like.
I.
Yeah, and like
at that party, we're down to nothing.
And that Chut is like,
this girl is wild.
Yeah, and
she
Chut
is the
like 12 years old.
Person here.
I was belligerent.
Chut was like 8.
Years. Chut was
Chut was still in the womb, but he.
Chut was cum.
I was gonna say Chut was a fully
flagella is still.
Yeah. Chut was a fully fertilized egg at that point, but just barely. All right, so we have fully derailed yet again.
Yeah, we have. Guys, there's no structure to it, but just to let you guys know, if you started listening randomly,
it's
the Elmo crew. The Elmo crew. We've alluded to them. We've talked about them on shows prior
to
this one.
Like literally, pretty much, y'all have been mentioned at least, I would say, 78.9% of this entire of our career.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and just to recap, Lynn,
you wouldn't know
Norma.
You
listen to it.
Yeah, fuck you, Nate.
Nate,
yeah,
don't listen.
What did I say? First time, long time.
Get out of here, Nate. Yeah. Fucking chair and popped and shit. So. Yo, he going to listen to this episode, bitch.
Probably won't. He's already here, so he doesn't need to
listen. Yeah, that's right. He already knows what happens. Like, he doesn't need to see it again.
So at this point, I will entertain Entertate.
At that point, you're internate. God, this is how
sorry,
it
Stephanie. It's destiny.
No, it's Welp. Nate.
It's fate.
It's Nate.
It's Nate.
All right, say what
you
now?
Were talking about.
I know.
Were we talking about bachelor, bachelorette?
Yeah.
Bachelor slash it party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, give us the format. What do you envision? So again, for those of y'all who haven't listened, my co-host Julian K. Smith.
Oh, the whole joint. Okay.
No, cool. I didn't even say motherfucker. I didn't even say your full middle name. So chill out.
Okay.
Has recently been engaged.
Yep.
Yeah. Snaps all around.
I threw a ring on that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, without telling anyone else, but that's fine. We're just going to
everybody chill. Oh, my God, stop.
We're just
gonna
keep that
shit. All
right, I'm going to go. To the dearest Stephanie.
Yeah, she upstairs chilling.
Do it. What? Do it.
What?
I said Stephanie. Yeah, there you go. Okay, good. Yeah. So, we have a bachelor party to plan.
Yep.
That's my question. So, clearly, this is a crew of sorts.
Yeah, with a K.
Yeah.
But not 3 Ks.
Ooh.
And not 3 dicks.
Correct. There's only 2 right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, sure.
That's debatable.
Wait, hit him. Paper cuts hurt too.
Paper cuts hurt too.
Y'all, the actual worst. So here's what I'm going to say, right? Here's my initial stance. My initial stance on bachelor party. Maids? Did we just talk about maids? Look, sorry to anybody who this is unlistenable to.
No.
Definitely gonna be so unlistenable.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You can stop now.
Shout out to Jason Everyone. Lewis.
What the fuck is that Jason Lewis? Oh, you mean the guy that put us onto Logic?
Yeah, him. Yeah, him. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
Thank
Bro,
you.
He's heard all of Logic's
fucking catalog. Yeah. He is like in like the happiest. All right. So what the fuck?
So here's what I'm thinking.
Mira, hey.
I'll try and get my drink.
Yeah.
No me importa, coño. So, as an only child, which somebody here can also relate to.
Me.
Yep.
I'm going to say, hold up. Literally. This bitch was just legit Norma,
yeah.
Swaying
rocket
back
and forth. She doing, hey, give her some glasses. She'll be Ray Charles.
Oh.
Anyway.
We should have live streamed this shit, y'all. I wish.
It's not too late. So anyway, so what I'm going to say is this. What I would love to do is I would love to have a bachelor party. Yeah. A bachelor party in South Beach.
I don't know where the ice is.
This one.
Where's that?
I think it's in Florida, but I'm not sure.
Are you familiar with that vicinity?
No, no. I've never been.
Oh, okay. Well, we could all go, but I feel like it should be us.
Who's
okay.
us?
Who's us? Yeah, this is us.
Sarah, hey, this is us. Great show, by the way. Check it out on NBC. It's on like,
oh my
I
God.
Forgot which days. Anyway,
so many
Lynn, the young homie Nate.
Stains.
And yes, Stains.
McCray okay. himself.
And Norma.
No, say it right.
No puedo.
Say it right.
Look, my tongue.
Say it right.
My tongue game 100, but not with this.
Lies. Norma.
But see, that's genetic, though. You was born with that. I can't.
That's what she said.
hey, why y'all hating though?
Anyway, look. So I was thinking
she's had no complaints.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that we can get that going on, and once
just
that happens,
us, just huh? the five of us.
Yeah.
Just the five of us.
Yeah. Just. Yeah. So anyway, and then anything after that, you know, it's whatever.
Wait, I do have questions.
Yeah, ask them.
Okay.
Ask them.
So are you?
Ask Jay.
All right, ask Jay. So, are you going to have 2 bachelor / it parties? Because,
right.
I mean,
or maybe he's having a bachelor party and a bachelorette party with us.
Right.
Yep.
Because, like, here's the thing.
The latter.
That, like, no, fuck that. I, look, a bitch be suffering from fucking FOMO. I want to be involved.
Got awkward.
Who, okay, break down the bachelor, bachelorette scenario. Scenario. 3 in the morning. The pancake. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll never do that again.
Okay.
So.
Well, because I. Okay, anyway.
So, break it down. Like.
You know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I just want to know, like, because, you know, it's very, you know, a bachelor party is you know, for the guys, you know, the normal, you know, stereotypical, like, oh, all guys live my last life, bro.
Yeah,
you know,
suck blah, 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 blah. Sucking this dick.
Yeah, sucking dick. Da, da, da. But I mean, you're just in a, I would say, an interesting situation because, you know, all most of your good friends, you're equally divided. There's females, there's males. So it's kind of just
there's
like,
pussy
what you,
and dick all over the place.
So dodo. Dick's out.
Yeah, so
titties
there's
out.
Penis and vaginas everywhere. Yeah, so yeah, yeah. We're just trying to find out how this situation is going to work
how
out.
How are we playing this shit out?
Yeah, clinician will continue to monitor.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm just only asking because I remember a long time ago via social media, one of my cousin's ex girlfriends. Let me get
okay,
this
that's
right.
An interesting
I ain't fucked nobody.
Okay. Right. Okay. Anyways, long story short,
he ain't get that dick wet.
So long story short, she, you know, he went out for a bachelor party. There was a girl. A girl was pictured via post on the social media.
Yeah.
So she commented like, "Oh, the girl at the bachelor party." You know, she's one of those. So yeah. I was like, okay, bitch, you hating, da da da, whatever. Yeah. Then I thought about it. I was like, okay, you know, like when Julian, you know, put the ring on that junk, you know, now he's, you know, got a fiance, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now I'm thinking, like, well, that's kind of hard because, I mean, he's been friends with Norm for over at least 10 years. You guys, yes. 10 years.
Yeah.
Yes. And then, you know, decades, with us. Yeah. Son. So I'm just trying to find out, like, how is going to
look. How does that play out?
Yeah. Because, yeah. like, I mean, we all meddle with the same kind of group. Like, you know, I know the friends you hang out with and stuff like that, but. You know, I mean, are you really going to spend double the dough just to have a bachelor slash it party?
Yeah.
Slash it. I'm only asking because, you know, I mean, this shit's
yeah,
gonna,
but,
yeah.
like, that's the thing. Like.
Yeah, I mean.
Awkward.
No, I mean, I do want to have it South Beach area.
Wait, the bachelor party, you want to be in South slash Beach?
It. I want multiple. Ones.
Oh, good damn. God.
Yeah, whatever. This is the rest of my life.
Okay,
I'm a soldier.
All right.
That was a reference to Kellen Winslow Jr.
Yeah.
He's no longer with us on the field.
How do I
No, he didn't. Okay. No, he didn't.
Look, I don't know. No. I don't know. Ask me the next one.
The next one? Okay, so since you put a ring on Stephanie.
There you go. Right? That was okay. Good form. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now we're just trying to inquire, how are you going to celebrate it?
So it's the same question, just reworded.
Meanwhile,
no, I'm only asking only because, you know, like, there's haters out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm just trying to make sure these haters understand, like, what the fuck we doing? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, these are all rational questions.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to say ratchet questions.
But I also do want to know because there are feelings involved and people are going to get hurt. You know what
Kelly Oubre Jr.
Yeah.
Well, for those light-skinned people who are going to get hurt.
Jason Lewis.
I mean, maybe you should, like, a pre-bachelor slash it party and then, like, have your real bachelor party so, like, your homeboys don't get upset about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of dudes that I know that would get upset. They'll be like, oh, my God. Julian's out there with his other crew. Wah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Wah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Obi.
These are... Yo, these are straight
Oslo,
facts.
Obi. Oubre.
Obi, I mean, Oubre.
Oubre. Yeah, Oubre.
Yeah.
Can you guys give the man a break? I mean, he just got
no,
engaged.
No, he didn't.
He
no,
probably
he didn't.
Hasn't thought this out. I mean, the bachelor party yet. Give him some time to think about it.
Nate, shut the fuck
up. Don't put him on the
bro.
Spot. You know, just trying to stand up for my brother.
Well, there's a lot to think about. Right now, I'm focused on being excited.
Being what?
Excited.
There we go. What is that? Selena, me siento muy excited.
The fuck is that Selena. Selena reference?
Yes.
Damn it.
You remember that part?
Yes, the movie. Yeah. Yes.
Gotta stop with these deep cuts. Don't.
Hey, paper cuts hurt too. So. You have to name the episode. Fuck Elmo Mixtape. You gotta paper cuts hurt too.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. That's Nate's dick, by the way.
Put that
on
away.
The table. You got time. Put that away.
And nowhere else to put it.
We told you to put it away. Yeah.
Damn, is that a tree or some dick veins?
Nate, we've told you multiple times, put that dick away, though, son. We told you to bring it, but now we need you to contain it. Yeah. Okay.
Welp, guess I'm getting fired. Out of my control. Nothing I can do.
Yeah. You know, the Harambe protest was 3 years ago. Yeah, look, there's a lot to think about. We're excited about it, but I want to celebrate it. We want to celebrate it.
It's just a politician answer. My gosh.
Yeah, right?
That is. This is what you get right now. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck, right?
I know.
So
hey, look, listen, this is what's gonna happen. All right, you're gonna tell your boys,
okay,
yo, I'm trying to go to South Beach, and then all of a fucking sudden, me and Sarah are going to South Beach on that same motherfucking
That's
day.
Weird, right? That's right. So weird. Because you know what it is? I'm just out here trying to visit my girl Norma and shit because
your,
I feel like
your girl. Our girl. Ooh. My girl. Side piece. Anyways,
okay. Yeah,
side
piece. Hey, yo, hey. Yo, okay. So here's
we're
here's,
visiting Norma.
Yeah, we're here to visit Norma. Norma. And look, oh my God. We somehow run into Julian and the crew.
Right.
That's weird. That's weird.
And a wild pack of niggas.
I mean, what's a girl to do?
Right.
Oh really? Character select. Who? Who, Sarah?
Well. Hey, listen, whatever you decide to do, just know that we'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, look.
We'll figure it out.
God. The hardest of ours.
Yeah. Mom,
not
don't
the dick,
don't
just hard decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, like if there were never once an episode that had like explicit content, it is this one.
The most explicit of content.
The most. All right, I legit might have to like put people on notice. Okay, great. If you have a certain vision of me in your brain, please don't listen to this episode. Yeah.
This is not the Fox 5 Sarah.
Yeah,
you saw.
No, my God. Oh God. Yeah.
She was on TV, by the way, Norma.
No, we saw it.
Who? Oh. Just kidding. Sorry, side piece.
Oh damn.
Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold the fuck up. Hold the fuck up.
If they clap their hand.
Hold up.
If the minorities clap their hands, you know they mean business.
Yo, so first off, shout out to my girl Norma for celebrating a birthday on November 19th.
Not going to say the age.
Yeah.
But Nikki, you look 30.
21.
Yeah, 21, yeah.
She don't look 30, bitch. Damn. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, fuck out of here. Motherfucker, shit.
That's my real age.
Yeah. So, shout out to my girl Lynn, who is Norma's bestie. All right, out here posting the most sentimental of fucking posts and shit. Lynn up here all up in her fucking feelings.
Feelings.
Kelly Oubre.
Yeah.
And her Kelly Oubre.
Kelly Oubre Jr. and shit, like, with the, like, hey, light-skinned behavior like a motherfucker. And it's all pictures of just them two, except for one.
One.
This bitch made the fucking birthday tribute. And by this bitch, you all can't see this, but I'm pointing to myself. I made the tribute birthday post of fucking Norma on her 21st birthday.
How does it feel to say that?
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
God?
Yo, I am the luckiest side piece on the face of the planet. So it makes me so happy.
You're very special.
I know. And yo, all three of us were looking like fucking snacks in that picture, though.
Well,
son.
First of all, three of y'all look like snacks, like 25-8. 25-8.
Yeah.
25-8.
He right. I'm still going to your fucking bachelor party, though. Let's be clear.
Cool. Look, I don't. Like, But here's what I'm going to say, though. I mean, so I just want to say, so first of all, like, you know, y'all are great. But, no, I mean, shit. Fuck that. But, well, I mean, we're out here chilling, and we've known each other for a minute. I got a booger? Y'all looking at me weird and shit. Weird.
Not just your face.
Oh, Norma.
With the dagger.
Yeah.
Dagger.
And the dick.
No, that's Nate.
Still Nate. Botched it.
Man, Norma with these.
No, zingers. But of the people at the table, I think I've known Norma the longest. I've known Nate the second longest. You know,
and where did you meet Norma, Jay?
We were up the street.
Interesting question.
Up the street.
Up the what?
Nopalito Grill.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
No, I don't know the story. I honestly don't.
You weren't there? Mm-mm. Oh, I guess I didn't know you then. No. I thought Sheldon was there, the homie Sheldon or whatever.
Who?
Okay. Anyway, but we met, you know, of an organization that, you know, and
don't do it. Oh, you motherfuckers!
All right, I'm out.
All right, I'm gonna head out. But this is the kind of crazy stuff we talk about. When you get together and you can have a group that you could just kind of, you know, talk about and really, like, nobody's feelings really get hurt like that. Everybody just chill, be around, enjoy yourself, you know, not take it too hard. I'm talking about the conversation, not the dick. You know what I mean?
Okay, thanks, so the moral of the story is, y'all motherfuckers don't know what the fuck y'all trying to do to celebrate said Tings.
Yeah, Tings, yeah. No, I mean, we're probably going to have like a, well, individually, I don't know what she wants to do. I'm definitely planning on having a BP, but I want to have multiple ones. So I want to go to...
This needy ass motherfucker over here, though.
Wait,
y'all.
Check my skin. Is it light?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. Yep. It is.
I would pass every scratch brown paper sniff. Bag yeah. test ever.
Scratch and brown sniff. Paper bag. You can wrap your fucking textbooks in Julian's skin color, y'all.
That's
right.
That's funny.
I still remember how to do that shit too.
That's old school. That's
hell
old
yeah. School. Yo, school. Wrapping your textbooks
yeah.
in the fucking
that's
like.
Yeah, that's all. So shoppers, you wouldn't write it on the
hell
cover
yeah.
of books?
Yeah, and then you like would decorate the fuck yeah. out of that shit.
Where are my
that,
90s elementary school
yo,
kids?
Yo, that's honestly where
kids,
like I would practice all my graffiti. Like, right. I was in love with graffiti. I still
before
am.
Before you sprayed it.
What a thug.
Yeah, obviously with my white parents. Mm-hmm. Nate knows.
Doris in there.
Yeah. Kenneth.
Kenneth.
Kenneth. That's like legit where I would practice my graffiti. And like, if you see how I write now, it's low key graffiti esque. Like I write in all capital letters.
Something beautiful about that.
So let me guess. So when you were growing up, did you have the hair slicked back? You had the big ass hoop earrings.
You mean like these?
Well, yes, much like those, yes. you know, but had it all yeah. slicked back. So I know, like, you yeah. were all about that.
That's why I have a big ass forehead, because I pulled my hair back so tight for the past fucking 30 plus years of my life. I'm sorry. By 30, I mean 28, obviously.
But you know the unique thing about this group right now? Right meow? Right meow. Right meow. Uh-huh. Right, yep. Is that I met all of you guys in my adulthood, right? And so it's just so crazy to think about, like, you know, what you guys were like in high school and all that shit. You know what I mean?
Well, like yeah, that's a beautiful part about it. One might say it might be a beautiful train wreck as how we all blended.
You clever motherfucker.
I tell you what the fuck what. That was
Nate, put it away.
Nate, did you pour vodka in my drink, bro?
Nate's on some like, my bad.
Vodka, no?
You poured a lot of
them? Nate's like, I got something to stir it with.
Is it not a must?
I got enough. Something stiff to stir that shit with, bitch.
No, but I'm really curious. Like, what the fuck were y'all like in high school? Because I didn't know any of you motherfuckers in high school.
Great
honestly.
Question. Great question.
Great question.
Nate, where'd you go to high school?
I went to Gonzaga College High School.
Oh, shit. Did you?
I had no friends
Adam
until,
Larson.
Like, junior year.
Stop. Are you playing?
No, because all my friends were at the public school, but I went.
That's
my,
right, because you grew up, like, around Wheaton.
Right. Yeah, you know, I had no friends and it continues to this day.
Except no.
The Elmo crew.
Yeah, right. The few four that sit around this table right now.
But yeah, no.
You still got the biggest dick at the table, though.
I was
hurt too.
I was just a. And I'm out. And I'm out.
Newport.
Oh my God. That's the best. But like, but that's the thing that's the best. Like, you know how, and we talked about this way early in the series. Like, oh, no new friends. Like, honestly, that's how I know these friends are the most genuine ever. And shout out to my man, Christopher J. Hasiota, and my girl, Christina, who you know does exist. Yeah. Like, despite...
Shout out.
Like, making friends this genuine this late in your life, like, that shit's, like, on the real, though. Like, I have no reason to be cool with any... Look, these bitches over here are, like, doing, like, fucking, like, hand signals and shit.
No, it's the sorority song.
Yeah. Nate's out here, with, like, with his dick out on the table and everything just unraveled.
Paper cuts her, too.
Like, I have no reason to be cool with any of these motherfuckers yet. I can tell you this. Some of, like, the times I have left the hardest in the past 5 years of my life have come from y'all bitches. You know, so like that shit's real, man. You
make
know,
our side pieces feel special.
Hey,
well, thanks for changing the subject.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, you're
thank
yeah, you. You're welcome. So,
Lynn,
hey, let's talk
Lynn,
about
which
your
one of y'all had the biggest clout in high school?
Oh, great
out
question.
Of, out of the five of us,
it's probably Sarah.
Why you gotta look at me?
Because you probably did.
I don't know.
Look,
I don't know how to answer that.
Here's
question.
What you had going for you, right? Latina.
Oh, soccer player. It's not like I went to a predominantly white school.
Whatever. Okay, so soccer player.
Okay.
You got a fucking.
My school sucked.
You
okay,
got a
go
you got
ahead.
A wonderful personality.
Okay. Well, obviously, first yeah. of all,
you get along with people.
Okay.
And you a snack. I mean.
Well,
shit.
Okay. Schnack. Yeah, but like. Schnack. To be very clear.
Mm-hmm.
My high school sucked at sports when I was there.
So you were the all-star soccer player then?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Because I was like one of five people.
That proves the point.
Yeah, I was one of five people that fucking played club soccer.
Wow.
I mean, I made varsity as a freshman, not because I was good, but by default.
Well, you ended up playing collegiate soccer, so.
Oh well, I mean.
I mean, okay, cool. Lynn, what were you like in high school?
That's a good question.
I only ask good questions.
Bitches.
The word is ask, though, Mom. Yeah. I just want to let you know.
I mean, I was a typical Asian. Good at math.
Really good at math.
Yeah, really good at
excelled.
Math.
Excelled.
Yeah,
and became a social worker. Cool.
Yeah, and then became a social worker.
Struggled at English.
Right, struggled at English. Went to HBCU. You know, the regular.
that's why I fuck with Lynn's, like, so hard. Reps that HBCU till the day she fucking dies.
That's right. Why I love. We went to the DC United game and whatever. And you were talking to somebody from Howard, right?
Yeah.
And somebody said, H-U? And you were like, you know?
Yeah.
Hold on. But this was after she showed up 45 minutes late, though, right?
I mean,
in true
some
fashion.
Things you inherit from the culture.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. <Just kidding. laughs> What is time?
Yeah. What is time? Paper cuts hurt, too.
Right.
Norma.
So you were what?
Okay, just
it
kidding.
Was interesting. I would say... I typical think high Asian. School is like that typical, like, on TV type shit. Like, I was just trying to find out who I was. You know what I mean? Like, I grew up in a predominantly black neighborhood.
Just kidding. This came this deep. I'm glad you're speaking.
Wait, are you talking about
paper
the conversation?
Too.
Yeah, I'm saying though, Nate.
With but anyways, long story short, in high school, I tried to hang out with the Asians. Kind of didn't fit in.
True,
tried to hang out with the white
true.
People. I was like, nah, fuck this.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was hanging out with my folks.
We're your peoples. We're
my peoples.
Peoples
exactly,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, got good grades, try to do right.
And that's the shit. Try to do right.
Whatever the fuck that was.
I know. Yo.
Yeah. That was the most.
We're trying to figure it out to this.
The best part is that, like, try to do right is legit probably the most 180 shit that it is right meow.
Yeah.
You know, like, what the fuck does that mean? You know?
I don't know.
Where'd you go to high school?
At Roosevelt.
Oh, cool.
Illinois and Greenbelt, Maryland.
That's the fuck right.
We're the best of the best. I wouldn't say my senior year was the best.
I'm gonna say y'all had a state, Maryland State winning a championship.
Were you there when Jeff
there?
Green was there?
No, I wasn't. Jeff Green. You talking about Jeff Green that played for the Wizards? Jeff Green. He went to Northwestern.
I thought he went to.
No, he went to Northwestern when he was
didn't
here.
Did Delonte West go there?
Yeah, Delonte West did go
were you there.
There
when he was there?
He was a junior, and I think I was like a freshman around that time.
He has one of the greatest freestyle raps ever. If you guys ever watch like 2006 YouTube on the.
I mean, Roosevelt, you know, what was it? Martin Lawrence, Maya.
Maya. Fuck Martin Lawrence, but Maya, though.
Maya. Maya came to my high school prom and performed.
Really?
Like one song. It was crazy. And then she left and left all this.
Crazy. No, can you get Julian addicted to that
right?
No, I'm asking her. She wants
Nate, to... that's you.
Paper cuts hurt.
Nate, you up.
Paper cuts hurt too.
It's docking time.
Okay. No, I'm asking you if you want.
Oh, if I want one?
Yes.
A dick?
Okay. Yeah, she's
no,
does.
I got Nate next to me.
Oh, hey!
Paper cuts hurt too. Paper cuts hurt too.
No,
all right.
All right.
Derailment.
Norma.
Norma. High school. What was
high
the normal?
I was still a loser.
So why don't... Sorry. I was like...
I hit why don't you? But, you know, no help. We're going to play the Logic song, the 1-800 song.
No, anymore.
I'm not going to be boxed to that.
I'm... Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
That was beautiful.
That's a polite way of shut all the way the fuck up.
Bitch.
Gross people. Left and right.
Like that beef. And
yeah, no. I went to a high school that was completely different from like who I was. It was a
feel
high school.
I went to Holy Child, right?
Yes.
Yeah, same.
Yes. Oh, wow. School,
right? Not Holy Cross.
Right. Nate went there too, apparently.
You know, before the change.
He's very progressive.
Yeah.
And so I was one of only like three Latinos there. So
who'd you hang out with?
man. Probably the only Latina.
Oh, man.
And then, like, the other minorities there.
Yeah.
You know, she was a high school athlete. Too.
Yeah,
I did play soccer for a little bit.
Goddamn right.
Because that's what Latinas do.
But I did. Actually, they probably put me on the team because I was Mexican.
That's
yes.
right. Yeah, they made
However, they didn't realize I wasn't that good. So,
Girl.
But even then, I did retire because.
Because you scored too many goals. Yeah.
After being on the team, I realized I just couldn't deal with the coach. So.
Oh, yo,
that's real.
Damn. Yeah,
that's real.
Fuck.
Yeah. So I hated my coach. I hated my coach all the way through college.
Well, I just feel like if you're going to play a sport, you should enjoy it. And
yeah.
she was very competitive, which I get. But at the same time, it's like you should still have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
So like our first game we played and we lost 8-0, which is pretty bad. However, she got really upset about that and decided we had to run 9 miles.
What?
So
nine miles. What? Nine?
So 8 miles for each goal.
Oh,
and then an extra one just for extra credit.
Just a tip. Yeah.
And ever since then, I just did not enjoy being on a team. But I did finish through the season.
Wow.
But I did not.
Respect to that shit.
You ain't raised no quiddles.
I did not continue after that.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. And that,
okay. So.
Is that something you would do, Coach Sarah?
Well, okay. And here's the thing that I always tell my girls. I'm like, look. Your bitch is about
to... Shut the fuck up, Nunsky.
Fair. Like, I love winning. Because who doesn't? No one fucking likes losing.
Right.
But if we lose, and you can legitimately tell me that you gave me everything you got, then I can't be mad at you.
Right.
But whenever my girls did suffer a loss, I'm like, all right, guys, I know the reason why we lost, just... We should have won that shit, right? But I would never be like, oh, let's all run. It's like, if you don't want to be here, don't be here. Don't be here.
Right.
Tell me straight up. That's the thing I want to try and instill in them early. It's like, if this is not something that your heart is set on, leave. Get out right now. Like honestly.
It's
like,
good coaching material and points.
Waste the time.
Thanks, Nate. But like,
time.
Thanks. But like, for real, like, if you don't want to be here, go. If you don't feel fully committed to it, I will respect you now more, like in this moment of time, than you staying and being like, oh, turns out I didn't like it. No, you just took someone else's place that could have possibly been giving me more effort than you could have. So if you're not into it, that's cool. Tell me now so we can drop the mic and move the fuck on. So snaps.
Thank
all
you, Vince
around.
Lombardi.
Snaps
that was around. An excellent
thanks,
coaching
thanks.
Speech.
Thanks. JV girl soccer. Here I am. Nathan Staines.
I told you about that, but I did cross country for a minute. And
did you really?
Yeah, you know, it just wasn't my thing. Although I got better.
Because you were colored.
<That's> my long strides worked. Like,
and did that Kenyan in you.
Oh, long strides, huh?
And,
long strides or long strokes?
I don't know. High school was fine. You know, I got out of it, but it was very similar to Norma's experience because I actually attended Norma's school for the first 2 years. No, I'm kidding. I'll be here all night, guys.
That's the best.
But similar, like, you know, I didn't come.
Did you? I bet you did.
It wasn't my natural environment. It was awkward. You know, was anyone here not awkward in high school? Was everyone awkward? You were not awkward.
No, I was awkward as fuck.
Was anyone not awkward high school?
No.
No, I was awkward.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I was so awkward.
Don't believe that.
Me?
No, I'm kidding. I was
awkward as fuck.
Nah. Yeah, me too.
I think high school. Well, nobody.
Well, Jay played basketball.
Right. Walt Whitten.
I did play basketball. I think. I don't know, cause like in high school, I hung out with like all like nerds and shit.
Well, that's because you went to Whitman.
Yeah.
Whitman's like the best school.
I don't want to say I hung out with nerds. Everybody. That was really rude. I didn't. I just hung out. You know, like the. I feel
Santiago,
like
Eric Villegas. Sorry.
Eric went to.
I did go to high school
to
with
Walter
Santi.
Johnson.
Santi was a year older than me.
Okay.
I can 110% see Santi being the biggest dork on the face of the fucking planet.
No, he was cool because he was coming straight from Canada. Like, he's straight from Ottawa. High school was it was different because you know I didn't really establish an identity until after I graduated. Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, nobody wants to hear about my high school. It's cool.
No, we do not.
No, we really don't.
Cold-blooded.
She just took over. Now you have a new co-host.
Hey, that's fine. Look, yeah. I'll step out for a hot second, though, son.
No, Julian.
What are we talking about?
All right. Before we wrap it up.
Oh, no. You're not wrapping this up. I have a fucking philosophical question. So, unless there's something you want to say.
Nah.
A complete philosophical question.
Nah. Let's do this shit.
You know, and this started with you. Now, first of all, I just want to say, one of the things about the Elmo crew that I appreciate is that over the past 4 or 5 years, we've had a chance to actually travel together.
Yeah.
Right? And it's been really cool. And we missed going to New York, our annual New York trip. Yeah,
kind of like the first time we went to New York.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember that? You remember that?
Yeah. Okay, for the... Okay.
And we went to the arcade bar.
Oh, yeah. Remember, Nate was like, Nate, hey, where we going? And then here comes Julian. Wrong text box, Nate.
That was the most fun bar. If you guys ever go to Brooklyn, go to this arcade bar. It's like
Barcade.
Better than every bar.
Yo, I just want to look. I just want to say one,
especially when it's like 30 degrees outside and like you're walking a mile between.
Hey, look, y'all, some funny motherfuckers.
Says the guy who texted the wrong box.
Oh shit.
So anyway, check this
What's
out.
What's your point?
Yeah. Lots of them. You guys are great.
Too.
So anyway, so Sarah and I went to New York this year, and we had fun, but you know, we missed you guys. We missed you guys. And we want to make sure that we continue that. And I appreciate that we can actually get out to where Norma lives and you know, enjoy ourselves.
Not disclosed.
Yeah.
Right.
Although Sarah said it earlier.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
So we explore some like big
Ottawa.
Ass apartment.
Ottawa.
Right, not disclosed.
Ottawa. Yeah.
Ottawa.
So but
305.
So
we,
she said that.
Dale.
Dale.
All right, that's the funniest shit ever.
All right, I'm gonna go.
All right, I'm ahead. Check this out. So we did. So we went to New York. The show did go on, and we did have some other people who were there in your place.
No, whoa. No, 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 whoa. No, 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 no,
not in your place.
Don't say no.
And
don't
say,
no, no, no. Yeah, don't do that.
I don't care.
Don't
that's
do
fine
that.
With me.
Apparently, no, no, no. This is your house.
Don't say. Don't say in your place. Don't say in your place. Some other humans came with us on the trip. Don't say in your fucking.
Not
place.
In your place, but
okay. No, but that's what the fuck you said.
On behalf.
No, 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 not even that.
Yes, appearance.
Not even
yes, appearance. Featured.
No, 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 no. Pump that.
All right.
No.
Look,
we went and some other people came with us.
Look,
okay.
Boom, end of story.
So we had a chance to ourselves to be able to kind of sit and process and think about things.
Think.
A philosophical conversation came up, and I wanted to get everybody's thoughts on this.
Thoughties. Right?
Because you guys, I value your opinion, and I think we need to put this argument to rest. And no, Sarah, it doesn't have anything to do with boys to men. But we started talking about this, and we never finished talking about it. And this is what we're going to do right now.
Right, what?
Right meow.
Thank you.
Here is the question, and I want you guys to hear me out. I require answers. This is a serious philosophical question.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Look. If you go to the bathroom, if you announce that you're going to take a shit, but more than 2 links drop, did you take a shit still?
Yeah.
Or did you take 2 shits?
Here's my belief. If your cheeks are still in contact with the bowl, it is still 1 shit. If your cheeks leave. said bowl, and then they make another contact point with said bowl, that is multiple shits.
Right. No, my understanding of your argument was that if you take... If you go to the bathroom and more than 1 link falls out of your body, that's more than 1 shit. Nah. And that you're not, in fact, taking a shit, but you're taking multiple shits.
Nah, it's more so of the sitting itself.
Right. So if you... Yeah.
The sitting, not shitting. Let's be clear.
Both are accurate. Accurate.
Accurate. Yeah.
No. I need to see where you guys fall on this because... No, because
I agree with Sarah. It's an accurate, scientifically accurate response and answer.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like
women don't take
shit. Men's about to get deep.
First of all, it's like
if you talk about the science,
right? Technically, it's kind of like the previous question of asking Julian about his bachelor/bachelorette party.
That's true.
Like, if you have a bachelor/it party, is that one bachelor/it party or is it two?
It's multiple.
Oh, it's multiple.
Yes.
So you're having multiple bachelor/it parties.
Now, I'm having bachelor. I am the bachelor.
Now hold up. Here's a question to be had.
Uh-huh.
I need to know about shit.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
When you leave, I'm gonna be talking again.
I'll be talking again. Now, is there a shot clock between said
the L is silent?
said links, because I feel like there should be a shot clock. So, like, say I'm still sitting on said pot and mm-hmm. I drop one.
Right.
And then 35 seconds transpires, and then another drops. After said 35 seconds transpires, I feel like that could be...
There's some things called doctors in this world. See one.
All I gotta say. Go see one.
I just like, I'm like, while I'm saying that question, Nate's like, like already expressing his exasperation with said question. But like, I feel like whilst I'm on said porcelain throne, right?
Right.
I drop one, and then said shot clock expires.
But how often is it ever just one? One.
Man, I don't know your regularity. I'm very high on fiber. A bitch be going.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm so fluffy, but that's another question to me.
Everybody loves it. Papercuts are too.
THICC.
Right. No K.
No.
But add the D. With a D.
That's a perfect way to end this episode.
And that's it. I'm cool with that.
That's it. Listen, guys. This has been great. This has been wonderful. We'd love to have you guys back. How do you guys feel about coming back sometime?
This is where you guys
are. I'm not sure what just happened, but I had fun.
Yeah. Norma, did you have fun?
I enjoyed it.
Lynn?
I love talking to a dick. I mean, a mic. Yeah.
Yo, so this has been episode number 58.
Yes.
The Elmo Mixtape
That's
Crew.
Right. Guys, check us out. We are all over social media. You can hit us up
www.com.
Yep.
Fuck you, Nate.
That dick.
That dick.
Paper cut cert, too.
Yeah. Instagram at the BTW Podcast. Twitter at the _BTW Podcast. On Facebook, facebook.com/ The Beautiful Trainwreck, all one word. Hit us up on Gmail at thebtwpodcast@gmail.com.
Yo, you can listen to us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Spreaker?
Yep.
Anchor?
Yep.
There's one I'm missing.
Come find us in Rockville.
Google Play? Did you say that?
Possibly. I don't know. Y'all just...
The 301.
All that shit.
The 301.
Yo, basically, iTunes.
Yeah.
All that good shit. Yeah.
We're all over the place, guys.
Yo, we appreciate y'all.
Thank you, guys.
At King Lear Studio, we got Lynn, we got Norma, we got Stains McCray. We appreciate y'all for listening to us once again. Holler at us later.
Peace to the world.
Bye.
Happy holidays.
Bye. Paper cuts are too.
Yeah, paper cuts are too.